With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of the Echo Station podcast. I am your host, Chris, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Ian.
Hello, everybody.
And we're broadcasting live to you, well, not live, but we're broadcasting to you from Isolation Land. Hopefully we can bring you some interesting tidbits to listen to, something to brighten your mood, something to distract you, you know.
Yeah, we, at least where I'm at, we are officially under a stay-at-home order as of this coming Tuesday, so by the time this episode comes out, I will be in a stay-at-home order, but I can't do that because I work at a bank, so that's fun.
Because you are essential.
I am essential to the world.
Did you know that? You're so essential.
I'm essential. Do I want to be? Not really, no. But I am. yeah, it's crazy. So, as you all figured out, and as we tweeted, also our Planet Comic Con panel had to be postponed because Planet Comic Con itself had to be postponed. We did talk about that briefly in, I think, our last episode, saying if we're there, we're there. If not, sorry, and no. We are sorry.
Life got postponed, like literally. Yeah, everything.
So Planet Comic Con does have new dates. It is in August, August 14th, 15th, and 16th. So that's if everything still goes as planned with what's happening in the world. That could be canceled again for all we know. I don't know.
Also, unfortunately, that's the week before the current schedule for Celebration.
Yes.
So.
No, 2 weeks before, I think.
Well, yeah. Either way, there's a good chance that I may not be there. I don't know. We'll see. Everything is up in the air right now. Everything is up in the air.
Yeah, there's a good chance that Celebration might be canceled, might be moved. We don't know. So.
Yeah. We'll see. I know things are getting really real, really real, real fast in LA. Yep. So
hopefully they can get that shit locked down by the summertime. Who knows though?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's scary out there, but we are keeping calm and collective cool heads. That means that we will hopefully be able to bring you some more fun episodes, like Chris said, because we got nothing better to do but to record episodes.
Yeah, and we're shooting some ideas for content, and we'll tweet them at you, and we'll keep you guys up to date. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But so first off, let's start with some Star Wars news. We haven't had that in a while. What kind of major possible thing happened?
Well, so this is a big one, and it's got all of the interwebs all of Twitter.
Yes, I remember, we're taking it by a grain of salt as well. This is not confirmed by anyone yet.
It's been like watching a tennis match, people being like, oh, it's confirmed. No, it's not confirmed. Oh, it's confirmed. No, it's not confirmed.
I don't know what ball is in what court right now, so.
We've touched on this before, but Rosario Dawson has been the name that has been thrown around for a live-action Ahsoka. And the current, I don't know what we're going to call it, the current rumor is that it's official. She will be live-action Ahsoka for Mandalorian Season 2.
Which, you would think something like that for a character like that, that would not be breaking on the internet. You would find that out via the show itself. Like, you know how they kept wraps for Baby Yoda? Like, this would be something that would keep huge wraps on. Like, I don't think they would just let this slip like this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know, because I thought about that, but also, like, the difference with Baby Yoda is that Baby Yoda wasn't a person. So, I don't know. Maybe that was easier to keep under wraps because it was just a puppet? I honestly, I don't know. the other thing that occurred to me is like, well, but aren't they done filming?
Yes, they were done filming about, I think, a month ago.
So why are they talking about this now? It's weird.
It's very kind of, don't know. Like, if this was just like just something to get people, you know, hyped or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, it could also be a brief cameo, like she appears in like in a hologram or something. Like, sure. It doesn't even, you know, they could be fooling with us.
Or maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's season 3.
Yeah.
Maybe they just already greenlit season 3.
I mean, look, at this point, they probably already did. Let's be honest.
Sure.
Until we get an official message from either Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau, or like the StarWars.com website, I am not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't get my hopes up like that.
Absolutely. And there have been an alarmingly large amount of crickets from that direction.
Yes.
So I don't have a ton of faith, but we'll see. You know, we'll see.
I don't either. Yeah.
I've heard crazier things.
I have. Oh, for sure. But
everything is crazy right now. We live in crazy times.
Yes. So if Ahsoka does appear in season 2, I will be ecstatically pleased.
Yes.
If she doesn't, then I know that the internet is full of lies.
Well, this is also true.
So, you know, it's just whatever.
Yep.
So that's about it, actually, for the Star Wars news and rumors. Not a whole lot has been, you know, coming out just because of things being put on hold for production-wise and whatnot. We don't know if the Cassian series is going to actually be filmed this year or not.
We don't know
about the Obi-Wan series still. So it's all kind of just up in the air. We got nothing. That's just it. We just got nothing.
I know. No, everything is topsy-turvy. I don't know what's happening anymore.
It is. We've all lost our minds, Alice.
It's okay. We're keeping calm. We're going to carry on. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes. And on that note, I have a... Yes, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. You can sing the whole Jedi Rocks number and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, that works too.
So I have a little bit of an article for, you know, what we learned in the Star Wars universe, because we haven't learned anything in the Star Wars universe in a while.
True, it's been a while.
So my article that the randomized generator on Wikipedia pulled up is a character by the name of Tay Howe.
Tay Howe.
T-E-Y-H-O-W.
And Howe.
So, do you know who this person is?
I don't. Should I?
Okay, so, well, yes, you've seen them in the prequels. Do you remember the female Nemoidian with the weird headgear on in the droid control ship?
Vaguely?
Like the one that, you know, is like sitting in the seat and basically, piloting it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it's that person. That's Tay Howe.
Ta-da!
They have a name.
Because everybody has a name in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this character is a female cyborg Nemoidian.
Mm.
Yes, those goggles and the mouth apparatus are all, like, hooked into her. So they're called data goggles, and they allow direct communication to the ship itself. So, like, she's just, like, plugged into the ship, basically.
Weird.
So, that's really cool. But yeah, she's the one who, just sits there and is, like, giving you updates, and then at the very end, she blows up with everyone else.
And she dies.
Yeah, and dead.
And that was the end of Tay Howe.
One little fun fact, she was voiced by Amanda Lucas. So she was.
Why does that name sound familiar?
That's George's daughter.
Oh! It's like, wait, who?
Why does that name sound familiar? Oh boy. Yeah, she's the adopted one.
That's cool. So she had more than one role. Did she have a walk-on role then?
Yeah, she was in episode 1 for the voice of Tay Howe. She was in episode 2 and then episode 3.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Helps to have a cool dad.
It does.
Gets to do cool things named Cool Dad. I bet you had a ton of fun.
Oh, for sure. Oh, it's just very funny. Does that name sound familiar?
Dude, I told you, I'm a little spacey right now.
I know. It's just very funny. So, that's what we learned in the Star Wars universe. We learned about Tehau, Nemoidian, Cyborg, Pilot, went kablooey.
Aw, rest in pieces.
Yeah. R.I.P. Our topic of episode today, by the way, guys, is that we are reviewing the Bad Batch arc. The Bad Batch arc wrapped up. Ahsoka's arc has just started for the Clone Wars. So we're going to be talking about the Bad Batch arc, maybe tease a little bit of Ahsoka that what we've seen so far. But before we do that, we have a little message from our sponsors.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back.
Hello.
Huzzah. Hello. So, yeah. Bad Batch arc has ended. We got some really cool clone action in these four episodes. For those who don't know, we already did the review on episode one of this arc a few episodes ago, so go ahead and check out that.
Satisfying four-episode arc.
Yeah. So let's get your hot take on it. What do you think of this arc?
I like it. I think it was a good reintroduction into the series. You know, it set the pace. It gave us a good look at where we were going with Anakin and the Jedi, especially with Anakin. You know, it's a little bits of that dark side creeping in, some very questionable choices on his part. You know, some more conflict, personal conflict between him and Obi-Wan. You know, him hiding his relationship with Padme.
Which isn't really hidden.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like Peter Parker, like, everybody knows who Peter Parker is. Like, everybody knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Everybody knows that Anakin and Padme are boinking. Everybody knows this.
Not boinking. You're not gonna...
Well, that too.
Oh, boy.
That too.
Oh, that was very funny.
Anyway. You know,
the medical Star Wars term, boinking.
Boinking, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. You know, you put on some cool jizz and pour a hot glass of blue milk and see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so we see Padme in the last outfit we ever see her in alive. So apparently she doesn't really have that much of a maternity wardrobe.
You also see, like, a slight baby bump, too, which was very, like, oh. So, let's talk about this Padme scene real quick, because... So, did you watch the original animatic of this episode, or no?
I did not.
Okay, so... Dave Filoni said that Padme is hardly in this season. I think this might actually be her only scene.
Hmm.
Because, while he said, you know, Padme is important to the Clone Wars, her main story was told through episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. True.
So, you know, as much as she's important in the Clone Wars, he had to be very, you know, nitpicky on what to show for this final season. And the only Padme content that we were going to get was, originally she was painted on the nose of the Bad Batch's ship.
Yeah, that would have been adorable.
She was in, like, the sexy kind of, like, 50s pinup, you know, look, but she was in her senator outfit.
That's funny.
But she was showing, like, you know, full thigh, full, like, everything. And Anakin saw it on the ship, and he's like, the fuck?
Yeah.
And the Bad Batch is like, you know, yeah, she's our favorite senator. And they're like, she can, you know, bring me diploma or do something with diplomacy any day. And Anakin's like, I hate this. I hate this so much. So, you know, Dave Filoni was like, I don't want that to be the only Padme scene in this final season.
Yeah, that would be a little...
I don't want that to be the only thing that, you know, people think of Padme in this season was that she was nose art for a bunch of clones. So he went in and wrote this scene between Anakin and Padme, and it's a beautiful scene.
Yeah, I really like it.
You know, it's, you know, she's, you know, reaffirming Anakin, you know, to trust Rex, just as Rex trusts him. You know, they're talking and, you know, how they miss each other and, you know, all that stuff. And then, you know, Rex is so awkwardly, you know, guarding
Super Anakin. Super awkwardly covering for him.
It is the funniest thing ever. Because Rex is like, no, hello.
I do not know what he's doing in there.
Mm-mm. There's nothing happening. Nothing at all. Nope. Go about your business.
Yeah. So Obi-Wan comes around and he's like, why? Where's Anakin?
Yeah. And he's like, why is he in there?
What's he doing in there?
Yeah. It's just like, he could have, it's the funniest thing ever. He's like, nothing. He's not doing anything. Don't worry about it.
And then after all of that, Anakin comes out and Obi-Wan's like, how's Padme? Or like, give my best to Padme, something like that.
Yeah, give my best to... And so it's like, does he know that Anakin and Padme are in a relationship?
Of course he knows.
That kind of solidifies, you know, them knowing. And that was a huge thing for the Clone Wars fans, because I saw like a bunch of reaction like clips on YouTube of that scene. Everyone's like, what? He knows.
Wait, was that ever questionable? I always thought that was obvious.
No, because in episode 3, you don't, no, he doesn't, the only thing that he, you know, thinks, he goes, you know, Anakin's the father, isn't he? When he goes to confront Padme after Anakin, you know, kills a lot of younglings. He never suspects that really Anakin and Padme are a thing.
Mm-mm. Really?
But, you know, Obi-Wan knows about love because with him and Satine and whatnot. Yeah. But
weird.
Yeah, he never... I never got the impression that he, like, knew until just now. I don't think he knows they're married.
Yeah.
I think he knows that they are, you know, in...
Carrying on.
Yes. But I don't think he knows the full thing. I just know that he knows it. There's some fiddly diddling happening.
Well, for a bunch of empaths, they're pretty blind.
I know. It's very funny. It's like, y'all can't see, like, Rex right in front of you? Okay. But, so, that was a great part to this arc. I really liked it. It was a very sweet moment. You know, with an arc that has a bunch of action and kind of heavy-hitting, like, yes, you know,
very mind control. Heavy.
That little note was very, you know, it's a nice little breather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's talk about kind of like the main focus of this whole arc, which is Echo.
Yeah, so we figure out that Echo may or may not be alive, and he's being held by the Separatists. So we're going on a rescue mission.
Yay!
Yeah, going on a rescue mission. To this planet that's named the name I there.
Skekkle Minor.
Thank you. That is inhabited by the Na'vi, and there's
not the Na'vi.
And they're mining for unobtainium, and oh, was this not Pandora? I'm sorry.
No, come back now. Come back. No, they're called the Politex.
And they were tall, gentle, noble savages.
Oh boy.
Come on, man. Oh, tell boy. Me you didn't see the...
Okay, Ferngully.
Tell me you didn't see the parallels here. They even had the flying alien monsters.
Oh no, I saw some parallels.
That they rode. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so they get attacked.
Was Sigourney Weaver there too? Did I miss her?
She was probably somewhere. I don't know. She was Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan was Sigourney Weaver. Okay, that way, there you go.
I will watch that in a heartbeat.
There's that parallel. But yeah, so Anakin and Obi-Wan are leading... wait, was Obi-Wan there?
No, it's just Anakin.
Was he my mind? No. Obi-Wan
was remember,
not. Yeah.
Obi-Wan's like, the council won't confirm this attack, so,
yeah, no, so
if you do it, you're on your own.
It's Anakin, Rex, and the Bad Batch.
Yes.
Off to save the day. So they get to this planet, they encounter these indigenous guys, who obviously don't take too well to them at first, but eventually they kind of reach an agreement, because I'm assuming that the separatists that are occupying the planet as well aren't being too nice to the locals.
Yeah, when they're like, yeah, we're here to save our friend, we're not really here to do anything else. Yeah. They're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, we don't care about you guys.
Be on your way.
Yeah. And then they go to rescue them, and we see more of creepy spider general guy, whose name I never remember.
The Trench?
Yeah, I don't know. But wait, they're all insects. It's creepy. Why are they all insects?
I don't know. There's Admiral Trench, and then there's the Wat Tambor, who's the one who's actually holding Echo.
Yeah. It's not him.
Okay, yeah, you're thinking of Trench then.
Yeah, Trench. So yeah, you know, escape stuff happens. They eventually follow some clues and find their way to where Echo's being held, and it's kind of gut-wrenching. They've got him.
I actually love the design of this, like, lab.
Oh yeah, no, it's really cool.
It's very kind of like, Tesla coil and steampunk, and it reminds me kind of Bioshock.
Yeah.
If anyone has played the Bioshock games, it reminds me very much kind of that.
Yeah, it was a little like Bioshock meets The Matrix.
Yeah.
And they've got poor Echo plugged right in.
Yes, and so poor Echo is like he's like in this casing, and they open it up, and he just like flings forward, and he looks terrifying.
Oh, he's all pale and withered and very, just, I mean, he looks like a corpse. You can tell that they've been sucking him dry.
Well, half of him is missing too.
Yeah,
like his arm is missing. And they replace it with a droid doohickey.
Yeah.
And then his legs are missing, and they replace it with Cybertronic legs. And then he has all these, like, holes that have been bored into his skull.
And his spine. There's stuff running down his spine where he's all hooked up, and it's, ugh.
It's creepy. It's like one of those where you're like, oh.
Yeah. Poor guy's gonna have some serious PTSD issues.
Yeah. For sure. But they finally find him, so they cut him down and
realize they can't just unplug him.
Yeah, they have to like do a whole bypass thing and all that stuff, and eventually they get him out, and they escape the station with, you know, fighting all these droids and whatnot, which, by the way, I kind of like these new droids.
Those are pretty cool.
The wing air support droids are very cool looking. They kind of remind me of praying mantises.
Yeah, we got a really cool aerial battle between the droids, the winged droids, and these creatures from the planet that they were able to kind of quasi-tame.
Yes. Fly around what are they called? They're called, I know the name, Caradax.
Sure.
That's a fun word.
That's a fun word.
So finally they go back to the Na'vi tribe, and they're like, hey, we gotta leave now, and they can't because they send these huge octo-droid things.
Well, suddenly it's War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Those things were crazy.
I love their look. They're so cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was an interesting kind of, like, meshing of AT-AT technology with Separatist technology.
We see them briefly in episode 3 for, like, a shot. And then we see them more in, previous Clone Wars episodes and the Clone Wars movie that came out in 2008. But these, like, look bigger for some reason, and the paint job's different, and the laser beams are different. So, again, season 7 is kicking it out of the park with these, with the lighting, with the cinematography for these episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like, just where their budget is, because, like, money-wise, because it's fantastic.
It's Disney budget.
Well, yes.
So, all the money.
So, all the money's in the world. But these droids come and attack the village, and the villagers are like, hey, you assholes said you were just gonna, you know, take this guy away, but yeah, you're bringing the war to us. And they're like, our bad, sorry.
Yeah, so now they're in on this, unfortunately.
Yes. And they're like, we don't have weapons, we have clubs and pointy sticks. That's it. They have Ewok weapons, and that's it.
Hey, that worked out pretty well last time.
It did. And it works out, it prevails this time as well. Yes. Just proves that you don't really need, you know, all these technological gadgets to destroy, you know, these droids and whatnot.
All you need is plot armor.
And being so eventually... so, you know, at the very end of it, they're like, well, we gotta, you know, stop this at the source. So Anakin takes the Bad Batch up to the command ship of the Separatists, and they try and, you know, reroute signals, and they're like, because we gotta stop this once and for all. Meanwhile, Obi-Wan and Mace Windu go to a supply depot and try and recapture that.
And this is so cool.
Which, I love Mace's like, hey, I'm Mace Windu, I'm gonna let y'all surrender first if you want.
That was amazing. That was my favorite part of this whole
episode. What is happening?
He was like, you guys probably know me by now. I'm kind of a big deal. I've killed like a whole lot of you. So I'm gonna give you a chance to just not do this.
And they're like, nope, we're gonna
shoot you. And he's like, oh, okay, we're gonna do this. All right, cool. We're gonna
do this. So there's a huge like warehouse battle. Obi-Wan and Mace Windu fight off a bunch of these droids. In the meantime, there's a covert mission, like we said, up in the spaces. They infiltrate the ship and they try and try and find, you know, different things on how to destroy this signal, basically.
They're basically kind of using Echo against his captors.
Yes, they're using him to fuck with them.
Yeah.
And eventually they find out, well, that signal's coming from inside the ship. Something's not right.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, no! So they activate a bomb, the Separatists do, and it's one of those bombs that will basically destroy the planet, almost. So...
why is everybody always so planet-happy? Like, planet-destroy-happy? Stop destroying planets, Star Wars
people.
That's
a final solution. Like, you destroy the planet, you're pretty much good.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you know, it's like destroying a wasp nest. You're good.
Final solution. Jesus.
I'm just saying. They're like, well, what's our final plan? Blow it up.
Let's see, nothing else is working. Let's just blow up the whole planet. Let's just be done with this. I'm done.
Just
with
like,
this.
Okay, so funny little side note, because you said you played Empire at War, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like whenever I would finally build the Death Star, like if the Rebels kept on like, you know, attacking me and like destroying my fleet, I would just go, nope, the Death Star to the planet and just blow it up completely. It would literally just be like all asteroid belts like in this whole entire like game system. And I'm like, blow up, 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 blow up. Because I didn't want to deal with the ground battle either. So I'm just like, blow up, blow up, blow up, blow up, blow up. Oh, okay, cool, done.
I mean, that's one way to deal with things.
It was very funny. I'm like, all right, everything just gets blown up. Cool. It's the final solution. It works.
Yep.
So, you know, eventually Echo is relaying all the information down to Mace, and he gets cut off because Admiral Trench is like, no, no, no. We're not doing this. But then Anakin is very persuasive.
Oh, yeah, that was...
making Trench tell him the last number.
Oof.
Yeah. That was very, like, oh my.
Yeah. You could tell we only have a handful of episodes before we get Darth Vader.
Yeah, basically. Because Trench says, I think, something along the lines of, you know, I'm unarmed, you're a Jedi, you have morals or whatever. And Anakin's like, those don't stop me. And he's like, oh!
The moment he said that, I was like, oh, you screwed.
Yeah, and then as soon as he said that too, the Imperial March theme, you know, subtly happens in the background. I'm like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Last words, my friend. Last words.
Oh, yeah. And so, finally, I'm so happy that Admiral Trench died.
Yeah.
He was annoying me. He got blown up halfway through season, I think, 2 or 3. And then he comes back in season 6, and then he comes back in season 7. I'm like, just kill this fucking spider, please.
Well, yeah, no, we have a rule in my house, and it's a thou shalt not suffer a spider to live. So there you go.
Oh, that's the same rule in my house, because there was a spider on my wall actually a few days ago, and I didn't have anything to kill it with, so I just sprayed it with Lysol.
Oh no!
Which works.
Yay! Now the spider can't get COVID-19.
No, I sprayed it, but then I turned around to get like my flip flop to finish it off. And it wasn't on the wall anymore.
You fool, you've made it immune to everything and pissed it off.
I looked for the body and I couldn't find it, so I'm like, oh my fuck.
Yeah, it's coming for you tonight. It's coming for you.
I know, so I'm just like, I literally did not get like a whole lot of sleep. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm hoping it just like crawled away and died in a corner that I can't find.
Hopefully, probably.
Yeah, so Spider, he is dead. Admiral Trench finally died. Anakin stabbed him. Thank God. All while poor Heavy is having a competition with Crosshair. I love that scene so much.
Yes, that was cool.
I really love Crosshair setting up these like little, I guess, ricochet discs. And
oh, by the way, Heavy like taking things. On that entire like leg of that assault thing.
When he's just like grabbing, yeah, he's like hulking out basically.
Hulking out, how cool was that? I was like, whoa,
that was very fun. Some
serious clone engineering there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole batch, or this batch, this whole arc was very fun. It does end with Anakin giving the detonator to Heavy, saying, here, you can blow it up. And because Heavy wanted to blow up the ship really bad, but he couldn't do it, so finally he gets to blow it up, and the whole basically blockade blows up with it. It's very fun, very cool.
Yes.
So the team, lands back on the planet, and the Bad Batch is like, "Hey, Echo, if you want to come with us, you can, because you're not really a normal clone anymore."
I know. They're the misfit toys.
Basically, the Bad Batch is like, "Hey, Echo, come with us," and Echo's like, "Well, I can't." But then Rex goes, "No, you belong with them." Not because you're a freak, but because, you can do so much good. And
it was really
he's
touching.
A unique clone now. Because he can't, he can plug into all these, electronic systems and get all these, data files and whatnot that, normal clones couldn't do.
He's more machine than man now.
That's very true. And actually.
It actually is.
So he goes off with the rest of Clone Force 99. On adventures. I wonder what happens with them.
Yeah, like, see, that's what I was thinking too. So, like, what happens to the Bad Batch with Order 66 and everything
because
else?
We know Rex took out his implant, and we know the two other clones that were with him in Rebels took out their implants. So, like...
Yeah. Are they still bouncing around the galaxy doing their thing?
I wonder if the Empire uses them for, covert missions.
I don't know. I couldn't see them. I could not see if they had the chip removed. I couldn't see them working for the Empire.
No, for sure not, because Rex didn't. So
yeah, but if they didn't, then yeah, maybe they're still using them, or I don't know.
Because clearly, the Empire would use them for so much. They could get so much done.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, they're obviously. Well proven to be extremely useful.
Oh yeah.
And Anakin knows that, so you would think that Anakin would be like, well, we're gonna use these guys.
Exactly. So I'm kind of wondering, if they'll be maybe explored in a comic, down the road, or a something. I don't know what, but it's interesting because, like we said before in the very first episode that we did for the review for this arc, that they are very much like the A-Team Suicide Squad of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So, the Empire would have so many, reasons to use them to track down rebels and, assassinate people and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, time will tell. We'll see.
But
I'm quite curious to see what happened to them.
The Bad Batch, though, they kind of have, unique personalities and unique souls. They aren't, you know, like the regular clone troopers, so they kind of have their own set of morals and their own set of codes, so you kind of wonder if they would obey those orders or not.
Yeah, that works against them Imperial-wise.
Exactly. So, I don't... And they could have been mentioned in a comic that we just don't know about, that I just don't know. So, if they were mentioned and someone knows about it, what happened to them at the very end, please let us know, because I'm very curious. But, so that wraps up the Bad Batch arc, you know, 4 episodes of just pure clone goodness. How would you rate this arc overall?
Like a 7.
Okay.
I thought the clone troopers are a solid part of the Clone Wars. Like, that's what it's about. So,
right.
And I think the Bad Batch really humanizes them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That brings an interesting perspective, and seeing how they work with the Jedi, you know, and going back for a fallen comrade, and you know, it was a nice arc. I liked it a lot.
I'd say, yeah, give it like a 7.58 for me. And you know, basically the same reasons that you had. You know, not only did we talk about, you know, it's a great arc, but also, you know, it was shot beautifully, it was written beautifully, you know. It showed a side to the clones that we never really saw before in seasons 1 through 6. And it certainly builds upon Rex's story too, because
yep.
Dave said that this final season basically is about Rex and Ahsoka.
No.
And that plays, you know, very much into, that goes into play in the final, I think, maybe 2 or 3 episodes, because that's when the Siege of Mandalore happens.
Yes. Huh, maybe they're going to wait for the final episodes before they tell us anything about Rosario Dawson.
That'll be something.
It'd be interesting.
So, and like we said, Ahsoka's arc has officially started as well. Did you watch the Ahsoka one?
I have not yet. My time... I know it seems like almost everybody has nothing but time right now, but my time has been very limited lately.
But, so tell them what you've been doing, though, real quick, because it's a really great thing, what you've been doing.
Well, aside from now being a full-time teacher to homeschooled kids.
Yes.
I and my fellow members of Another Castle Creations, we are working on hospital-grade reusable sewn medical mask to send to both LA and Seattle. My sister-in-law is a nurse in Los Angeles and requested a bunch of masks. They are completely out of masks. They are in a desperate need for masks. If you have masks, if you have medical masks, please send them to your hospitals. They're really not doing you any good. Trust me, they're not. The hospitals need them.
Yes.
They are wearing bandanas. So,
that's not going to help much.
Yeah, that's not helping. And then I also have a friend from grad school who is a pediatric nurse in Seattle, and they are also out of masks and desperate for more masks. So we have been sewing masks that have flexible noses. They're, you know, just like the ones that you buy in the store. They have pockets in them so that you can put reusable HEPA filters inside of them. And then the mask itself can be sterilized and sanitized for reuse after reuse. And then you just pop in a new filter. We are trying to sew as many of these as we can. Right now we've got about 30 of them. And then we'll just be shipping them out continuously, basically. You know, we're going through our stashes. We're sewers. We've got all of this, all of these piles of fabric and elastic and stuff. And, you know, it really doesn't take much to put these together. If you're a pretty good seamstress, tailor, whatever you want to call yourself, you can do these in about 20 minutes.
I was going to say, is there like a specific cloth that you... Is it they cotton? Are, is it?
Yeah, so they prefer cotton. They're really looking for anything that will filter small particles and is breathable. So cotton works really well. I have a ton of random, like, licensed character cotton that I just kind of picked up every once in a while when it's on sale. So they have a bunch of Marvel and Star Wars and Disney and Pokemon and whatnot masks that are coming their way.
But, so,
yeah.
Yeah, if you can donate to those. And then if, is there a pattern that you were doing this off of or what?
Yeah, I can, we can throw the link up on Twitter. And if you want to respond to us, I will send you, I made a Google Doc. I transcribed all of the steps, to make it a little bit easier. So if you, if you're really interested in doing this project, I will absolutely forward you the instructions.
Yes. We will tweet that link sometime this week, for that and the patterns as well. But I will let you know the Ahsoka stuff. So far online, I am seeing mixed reviews on it.
Yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
Because, well, because I think people are thinking, like, when they see this Ahsoka stuff, they were thinking it's all going to be, like, action in the Mandalore stuff, and that doesn't come until the very end.
Oh, you're talking about the new episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. But I was hoping this would be more of a downtime episode, so I'm not mad about that.
It is. It's a little slow, I'm not going to lie. But like, we're also introduced to two... Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're also introduced to two really cool characters that I think you will love and love the outfits for.
All right.
So, well, there's the one with a really gorgeous coat. I will just say that.
Well, I'll try to get to that in the next couple of days.
But yeah, so the Ahsoka ones have started, and she gets an 8-episode arc, by the way.
That's amazing.
She gets these 4 episodes of her on Coruscant, and then basically these 4 episodes of the Mandalore stuff and the progressing conflict there. So the last 8 episodes are very Ahsoka based.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah,
I know. It's going to be great.
More time to watch.
And then like we said, well, we did a poll a few weeks ago asking you guys, would you guys rather do like we did for The Mandalorian and do about 2 or 3 episodes per episode to recap, or would you rather us just do the whole arc as one big episode? And I think time-wise, we should just do every arc.
Sure.
So we'll do these 4 episodes in one big chunk, and then the final 4 episodes in one big chunk. And then in between that, we'll obviously, you know, have more, you know, character spotlights. The Ventress one that we just did got great reviews and great feedback. So we're very happy you guys enjoyed that
one. Glad you guys liked it.
And we'll, like we said, we're discussing other little things to do while we are quarantined, basically.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing you guys a lot more content in between these arcs because, like we said, it's every, you know, 4 episodes. So there's some time in between arcs. So we're not going anywhere with these Clone Wars episodes, but just know that
it's gonna be
arc based. Well, no, but oh my god, I just got that. Just connected with me. I can't with you. So don't forget, guys, to follow us on Twitter at Echo Station Cast. We got lots of stuff, like I said, coming your way soon. If you guys have any ideas of anything that you would specifically like to hear us talk about during this, you know, long isolation that we are in, please let us know because we would love to hear your ideas. And especially, you know, if you are very passionate on some level on whatever you want to talk about, send us the idea and we can probably get behind it with ease.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at IR Turner or House of Turner Cosplay on Instagram and Facebook. Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Chris Jaded and on Twitter at The Dirt Witch.
And like I said, don't forget at Echo Station Cast is our Twitter. And also, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we will shout you out on a future episode and give you all the love that we can give from 6 feet away.
So much love. So much
love.
Socially distanced love.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. That's how I give my love anyway. But, you know, I'm just always socially distant. But until next time, guys, stay healthy, stay happy, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.